This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Aurora police are asking for the community's help in finding the suspects who shot six teens at a park on Monday. Two of the victims were still hospitalized as of yesterday morning. Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson said their injuries are significant, but they are expected to survive.
To those that have come forward, the community has been very responsive. I know people are wanting to do anything and everything they can to support these kids and surround them with love, and we appreciate it.
All six teens are students at Aurora Central High. A pilot has died while helping fight the Kruger Rock Fire near Estes Park. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says his single-engine air tanker crashed near the fire last night. Nine News reports the flight was supposed to be a first, using night vision technology on board a plane to fight a Colorado wildfire after dark. The crash is under investigation. Fire personnel continue to fight the Kruger Rock Fire today. More than 100 new dinosaur tracks have been unearthed in southeastern Colorado. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Crews digging out mud and debris from flooding earlier this year at Picket Wire Canyonlands discovered the new footprints. The site on the Comanche National Grasslands near La Junta is already well known for its more than 2,000 fossilized tracks. The U.S. Forest Service told the Gazette the new prints belong to the same brontosaurus family as the others. It's not unheard of to discover new tracks in such a way, the paper says, since first documenting the prints in the 80s, around 800 have been added to the catalog. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Find more at CPR.org. It is a chilly day in Colorado Springs. The high today will be 41. Right now, it's 31 degrees, mostly cloudy. Tonight, the low will go down to 18, and those clouds will subside. Fort Collins will also have a high of 41. Right now, it's 30 degrees.